إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our sins. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is no guide for him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and his final messenger. Amma ba'd, fa'inna khayr al-hadith kitabullah. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. Wa khayr al-hadi, hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have introduced into our religion, into Al-Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah, every innovation is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. O people, O humans, O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord, the one who has created you from a single being. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. And from this single being he created his wife. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And then from both of them he sent forth many men and women. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. So fear Allah, الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. The one from whom you demand your mutual rights. And fear Allah regarding your relatives. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Because Allah is always watching over you. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and only say a word of truth. Yuslih lakum a'malakum. He will rectify for you your affairs. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And forgive for you your sins. Wa man yuti' Allah wa rasulah. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, faqad faza fawzan 'azima. Then indeed he has achieved a great success. Ibadallah, Allah Azza wa Jal, He created the creation. He created the humans and He created the jinn. And then He ordered us with His worship. And He ordered us with His tawheed. So therefore we as humans, we have only one true objective or primary objective whilst we live in this temporary abode. And that is the worship of our Lord Jalla fil Ula. And making sure we attain and acquire the pleasure of Allah. And that we live our lives according to that which Allah has commanded and according to that which He has forbidden. And it is important to know that worshipping Allah, al-ibadah, isn't something which Allah has left to our intellect or our logic, or our culture, or the way that we have been brought up, or we learn it through experience. Rather, because it is worship of Allah, then how we worship Allah has been left to the revelation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He inspired and He revealed to the messengers. And He showed us the path which leads to His pleasure. He showed us the road which takes us to His Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent messengers and prophets. He sent men and He revealed to them books and He taught them the knowledge and He taught them wisdom and He aided them with signs, miracles, proofs and evidences. And all of this in order for us to learn how to worship Allah through the way of the prophets and the messengers. Allah said in the Quran, Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun Anzalnahu Ilayk, Alif Lam Ra, a book which we have revealed to you, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلْمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, so you can take out the people, take them away from the darkness and take them towards light. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, with the permission of their Lord, إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ, to the path of Al-Aziz Al-Hamid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created Adam alayhi salam and He sent Nuh alayhi salam to His people. And He sent Ibrahim and Musa and Isa and our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala jami'il anbiya'i wa rusul as-salam. He sent them all to their people. And the message of the people was to teach them who to worship and how they should worship Allah azza wa jal. And all of these messengers, they came to their tribes and their nations. And they gave them the glad tidings of Jannah if they worship Allah. And they warned them of the punishment of Jahannam if they disobey Allah. And they came, those prophets and messengers, mukhlisin, sincere, mujahideen, striving in the way of Allah, da'een, calling to the way of Allah. And they came as shuhada, as witnesses over their nations. And Allah said in the Quran, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ, Allah sent the messengers with the glad tidings and with the warning. وَأَنزَلَ مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and with each prophet or each messenger He sent down a book. لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ, so those prophets and messengers, they could judge between the people in that which they are differing over. And every prophet and every messenger who came to his people, he was tested. And they were tried. And they were punished. Why? Because of them calling to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the sunnah of Allah. This is sunnatullah. This is the way or the nature which Allah has created humans upon. That the special people of Allah, His awliya, those who He loves, those who carry out His message and fulfill His religion, they are the ones who will be tried and tested and go through the most difficulty. Why? Because Allah tests them with a little difficulty in this dunya so they can be successful in the hereafter. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna ashadda an-nasi ibtila'an al-anbiya." That the people who face the most severe trials and difficulties are the messengers, the prophets. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ, and then those who are most like the prophets, meaning those people who assume the responsibility of the prophets and the messengers after them, then they will be next in line in terms of the difficulties that they will go through. Then he said, يُبْتَلَ الرَّجَلْ حَسَبَ دِينِهِ, every person is tested according to his religion. The more you hold firm to your religion, the more tests and the more difficulties a person will go through. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when revelation came to him and he didn't know what this was, when he was in Mount Hira, okay, the cave of Al-Hira, so he came back to his house, he came back to Mecca, and he was scared and fearful. He didn't know what had happened to him. And he went to his beloved wife Khatija bint Khuwaylid radiallahu anha. And she had, Khatija radiallahu anha, she had a relative of hers, a cousin who was a righteous person. He was a Christian, but upon the way of At-Tawheed. And his name was Waraqat ibn Nawfal. So she took the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who had just received this revelation, but he didn't know what this revelation was. She took him to Waraqat ibn Nawfal. And Waraqat ibn Nawfal, from the righteous Christians upon At-Tawheed before the coming of Islam, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is it that you have seen? And what did this being say to you? And then afterwards, Waraqa said, Inna hadha an-namus. This is an-namus, meaning this is the angel alladhi nazala ala Musa. This is the same angel which came down upon Musa. And in another narration, came down upon Isa. And then he said, Ya laytani kuntu fiha jad'an idh yukhrijuka qawmuk. Said, if only I was alive when your people will exile you from your country. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Awa mukhrijiyahum, that my people, are they going to exile me from my own land? And Waraqat ibn Nawfal said, Lam yati rajul. No man will ever come bi mithli ma jita bihi. No man has ever come with the same message which you have came with, illa waqad udiya wa udiya, except that he will be put to trouble and he will be harmed and he will be made out to be an enemy. He said, Wa in yudrikuni yawmuk, and if I live to that day, la ansuruka nasran mu'azzara, then I will help you and I will give you victory. So whoever comes after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he comes with the same message that the prophets came with, he comes with tawheed and iman, and he tells the people to hold on to the sunnah, he warns against al-ghulu, he warns against ash-shirk, warns against innovations, then these people will be tested just like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the prophets came before were tested. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He mentioned to us the stories of the prophets and the messengers. He narrated to us the stories of the prophets and the messengers who came before us. And He did this in the Quran so we can think and ponder and contemplate those stories and think about the message that the prophets and the messengers came with and how they gave da'wah. And because they were the greatest of people, then no doubt the greatest of stories are about the prophets and the messengers. And Allah said in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةً, that indeed in the stories of them, i.e. the prophets and the messengers who came before you, عِبْرَة is a lesson. For who? لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, for the people of intelligence. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى, it isn't false stories, false speech, fabricated stories which have been made up. وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, but it is an affirmation of the truth which is in front of you. وَالتَّفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and in the stories of the prophets and the messengers is a detail for everything. وَهُدًى وَرَحْمًا لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, and in it is guidance. In the stories of the prophets and the messengers is guidance. And there is a mercy for a people who have iman. And Allah said in the Quran, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ, that we will narrate to you the stories and the information of the messengers. مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, so we can make your heart firm upon the truth. And Allah said, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنُ الْقَصَصِ, that we narrate to you the best of stories. بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, in that which we have revealed to you, i.e. the Qur'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He narrated to us the stories of the prophets and the messengers in His book. And the best of the stories which have been narrated are the stories of the prophets and the messengers. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In many ahadith, he mentions the stories of his brothers from amongst the prophets and the messengers. And why is this? So we can read the stories of the prophets and the messengers. We can take from them ibrah. We can take from them lessons and contemplations from the stories of the prophets and the messengers. So we can use the stories of the prophets and the messengers as guidance for us. We know how to live our lives. We know how to give da'wah, what we should give da'wah to. So we can follow and traverse the path of the prophets and the messengers. And Allah said, وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that in the stories of the prophets and the messengers which are found in the Quran and the hadith are details of everything. وَهُدَى وَرَحْمَةٍ, and the one who reads these stories and takes a lesson from these stories, it is guidance for him. And it is rahmah, it is mercy for him. For who? لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ, only for those people who have al-Iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered us to read the stories of the prophets. He ordered us to think and contemplate and take lessons from the stories of the messengers. However, what is the situation of most of the Muslims? Most of the Muslims, when they want to talk about a prophet or a messenger, then they're an absolute negligence. The most important thing with them is, but where was he born? And when was he born? And where did he die? And what's the place in which he used to live? And where is his grave? Where is his house? And the rest of this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pay attention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they never told us about these things. They never used to talk about when a prophet was born, when he died, where he lived, where he died, where his grave is. Why? Because this isn't of that which is more important. But Allah tells us about their da'wah. He tells us about their worship. He tells us about the trials and the troubles and the difficulties that they went through, because this is what is important. Let's take an example. Nowadays, visiting Palestine, more and more Muslims are going and visiting Palestine. And when those people come back and you ask them and they tell you about their visit, what do they say? Say, we went and we visited the grave of a particular prophet. And we saw the house of a particular prophet. And we saw a tree in which a particular prophet used to sit under. And this well or this garden which was with a particular prophet. And yet, have you ever heard those people who come back from that blessed land, Palestine, where Ibrahim alayhi salam was, and they've taken a lesson from the struggle of Ibrahim and At-Tawheed? Nobody mentions this. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, does He mention any of what they mention? No, He doesn't. Does He mention the struggle of Ibrahim alayhi salam with regards to At-Tawheed? Yes, He does. Allah said in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرٍ. When Ibrahim said to his father, Azar. The Mufassirun, the scholars of Tafsir, they say that in an ayah, when Allah says, وَإِذْ, and when, what Allah is saying, اُذْكُرُوا إِذْ, that make mention of, remember, talk about when Ibrahim said to his father. Allah is telling us to talk about this and to take lessons from this. He said, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرٍ. And mention when Ibrahim said to his father Azar, أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَا. Are you going to take idols as being your gods? إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمُكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Indeed, I see you and your people upon misguidance. In another ayah, Allah said, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ. And when Ibrahim said to his father and his people, I am free and I disassociate myself from that which you worship. إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. Except the one who has created me. إِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ. Because he is the one who will guide me. And also Allah mentions the trials and the troubles that Ibrahim alayhi salam went through. That the people said, قَالُوا حَرِّقُوا وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ. The people would say, burn this man, burn Ibrahim. And give victory to your idols. So these people who visit the lands and visit Palestine, for example, and they come back, do they talk about the lessons from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Even worse, those guides who are there, all of them, they talk about here he was born, here he died, this is his house and this is his well. And yet at-tawheed and the worship and the sincerity, then this is something which is left. And there are many benefits in a person just reading the Quran and reading the stories of the prophets and the messengers. And thinking about the stories of the prophets and the messengers. Firstly, you realize and you understand the objective, their objective upon this earth. So you can have the same objective that they had. Also, you will learn through the stories of the prophets how they used to give da'wah to the people. And what did they begin their da'wah with? And what was the core message of the da'wah? Also, you learn from the stories of the prophets and the messengers about their sincerity and their patience and their worship. How they used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ. They are the people whom Allah has guided. فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي. Then seek guidance through their guidance. Follow their guidance, because they are the ones whom Allah has guided. Also, from the benefits of reading the stories of the prophets and the messengers is that you look at the difficulties that they went through. You look at the trials and the tribulations that they went through, and how they used to interact with these trials and these tribulations. That when times of difficulty came, who did they turn to? They used to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When difficulty came to them, their dua was to Allah. Their reliance was upon Allah. They used to increase in their worship. And yet, in the time that we're living in today, sometimes we go through times of difficulty and ease. Sometimes when our iman is high, sometimes when our iman is low. The prophets and the messengers, whenever they were going through any difficulty, even in the dunya, that would increase their iman and increase their worship. And yet today what happens? A person goes through a difficult period in his life, and the first thing which goes down in it is his worship. First thing he does is start staying away from the masjid. First thing that happens is his iman goes down. And why is this? Because we don't take lessons from the stories of the prophets and the messengers. عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Lessons and signs and admonishments for the people of intelligence. For those people who ponder and those people who think. And also from the benefits of the stories of the prophets and the messengers is that it makes us tranquil. That when we go through difficulties, we've read and contemplated that there were greater people who came before us and they went through more severe difficulties. If a person insults you because of the da'wah which you are doing, then there are those who came before who were insulted much worse and they were much greater than you. If you are exiled from your lands because of calling to Tawheed and calling to the Sunnah, then there are those who came before you who were more beloved to Allah and they were punished and they were exiled. If you are called nicknames because of the da'wah to At-Tawheed, then there are those who came before you who were greater than you. They had miracles, they had signs, Allah would reveal ayat to them, and yet they were called names and they were mocked. Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam. Like Allah says regarding Isa, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. When Isa came to them with the signs, clear signs from Allah, قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. They said, this is clear magic. This is only magic. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sahir, magician, sha'ir, a poet, majnoon, a madman, somebody who wants your authority. And yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was aided with miracles from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the benefits of reading the stories of the prophets and the messengers. And Allah said in the Quran, and he was talking to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ. We inform you of the stories, you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ, from the stories and the information of the messengers. Why? مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. So we can make your heart firm upon the truth. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah used to give him tranquility and bring him comfort and make his heart firm with the stories of the prophets and the messengers who came before us. And then how about those who came after? Are we not in need of, in these times and in this place that we live in, are we not in need of reading the stories of the prophets and the messengers so our hearts can also be firm upon the truth? Don't we live in a time like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, يُصْبِحْ أَشَّخْصْ مُسْلِمًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. That time will come towards the end of the time when a person in the morning he will wake up as a believer and at the night he has become a disbeliever. وَيُصْبِحْ كَافِرًا. And this is the time that will come, that a person, he'll wake up in the morning as a believer and he'll be tested so much that when the evening comes, then he will have left al-Islam. نَسْأَلَ اللَّهَ السَّلَامُ وَالْعَافِيَةِ. So the point is, in order to protect ourselves and remain firm, we look and we read and we contemplate the stories of the prophets and the messengers. And for this reason, I advise every person, especially if you're going through a time in which your iman is decreasing, or when you have certain anxieties, even in the dunya, with your family, with your children, with your job, with your education, read and contemplate the stories of the prophets and the messengers. And Allah said in the Quran, Allah said, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. Do you think that you will enter into Jannah? وَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And that which came to those who came before you, you will not be tested with it. Do you think Jannah is so easy that you can just enter into Jannah? Those prophets, those messengers, those awliya, those companions, they went to trials and troubles and struggles and punishment, and this is how they entered into Jannah. And us who come afterwards, we're going to enter into Jannah. None of this is going to touch us. Allah said, He told us, He said, مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَى وَالضَّرَّى. They were faced with difficulties. They were faced with problems. وَزُلْزِلُوا. And they were shaken up. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ. Up until it was so severe that sometimes a messenger, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعُهُ. And those who have iman along with the messenger, they would say, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. When is the victory of Allah going to come? When is the victory of Allah going to come? And then Allah would make their hearts tranquil, and He would say, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Indeed, the victory of Allah, it is close. Indeed, the victory of Allah, it is close. And also look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He lived as a person who was poor. At a stage of his life, he was poor. At another stage of his life, he had wealth. Meaning, when the lands were conquered, had he wanted wealth, he could have had wealth. He lived in a time in which he was oppressed. And he lived through days in which he was victorious. He went through times of happiness. And he went through times of sadness. Children were born to him. And his relatives died in front of him. He lived in a country of the disbelievers. Ayn Makkah. He lived under the laws of the disbelievers. And at the same time, he lived in a country of the Muslims. In the laws of Islam, i.e. when he was in Al-Madinah. He was a husband. He was a father. He was a son. He was a brother or a stepbrother. He was the leader of a country. He was a soldier in the army. He lived alone and isolated. And other times he lived socializing and with the people. He was exiled from a country or a land. And he was welcomed as a stranger in another land. My point being is that in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in his story, we find that the Prophet went through every possible scenario that a person can go through as an orphan and so on and so forth. So whatever situation you find yourself in, know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also in this situation. If you're growing up as an orphan, the Prophet grew up as an orphan. If you're poor, the Prophet was poor. If you've got money, then the Prophet could have had wealth. If you're the leader of an organization or a masjid or a country, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an amir. If you're a worker, then the Prophet used to work and he used to dig the trench. If you're isolated, the Prophet was also isolated. If you're socializing society, the Prophet was socializing society. If you've been exiled, the Prophet was exiled. If you're a stranger in a new town, the Prophet was a stranger in a new town. In every possible aspect of a person's life, there is a lesson from the story of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a lesson from all of the stories of the previous prophets and the messengers who came before. Allah said in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. This is the meaning of this ayah. Indeed, there is for you in the Messenger of Allah a good role model. For who? The man kana yarju Allah. For the one who has hope in Allah. Wal yawm al akhir. And the one who hopes for the hereafter. Wa dhakara Allah kathira. And he makes a lot of mention and remembrance of Allah. So read the stories of the prophets and the messengers. And know the stories of the prophets and the messengers. Read them with your children. Whether it's through the Quran and the Sunnah or the books that were written afterwards. And take lessons and admonishments from the stories of the prophets and the messengers. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. استغفر الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. My brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his sunnah, they mentioned many stories of the prophets and the messengers. And it isn't appropriate for a Muslim to not know about the prophets and the messengers. And we're in complete negligence. How is it possible that we name our children Muhammad and Dawood and Sulaiman and Yusuf? We name them with the names of the prophets and the messengers, yet those same names, we don't know the story behind them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't tell us anything in the Quran except that it contains benefit for us. The Quran isn't a book of fiction or stories. Every ayah, every story, we are ordered to read it and take a lesson and take guidance from this. Nuh alayhi salam, how long he stayed with his people. 950 years, patience upon ad-da'wah, calling to at-tawheed, and yet only a few people answered him. The story of Hud alayhi salam, and how he was wise when he gave da'wah to the people, and he was in a people who were very strong and had a lot of authority. Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail, the imams of at-tawheed, and how they were punished because of at-tawheed. The story of the father and the son, Ya'qub wa Yusuf alayhim as-salam, and how Ya'qub lost his son, and the treachery of the family of Yusuf towards him. The story of Yunus alayhi salam, and how he returned to Allah, and the great dua that he made. The story of Shu'aib alayhi salam, and how he went to the traders, to the businessmen, who would cheat the people in their dealings. And the story of Musa and Harun alayhim as-salam, and how they dealt with the tyrant ruler, i.e. Fir'aun. And the story of Dawood, wa Sulaiman, wa Isa, and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other prophets and the messengers. And the point behind this khutbah is that this khutbah, bi-idhnillah, is an introduction to the next series of sermons, which will be regarding stories and lessons from the lives and the stories of the various prophets and the messengers who came before us. And also, one of the best books which was written regarding this is a book by Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir. And it's available, of course, in Arabic and English and perhaps in Urdu as well, called Qisasul Anbiya, the stories of the Prophet, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, wa Salamun Ala Al-Mursaleen, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Aqim As-Salah.